You're listening to The Al Franken Show. I'm Catherine Lanford.
And I'm Al Franken, and with us is Yale political science professor Ian Shapiro, co-author of a great new book on the estate tax called Death by a Thousand Cuts, The Fight Over Taxing Inherited Wealth. And it is amazing that this thing that the estate tax is now very close to being repealed. And I want to talk about who in 2001, you say 12 Senate Democrats
supported the repeal, yeah.
Now, how did they get these Senate Democrats? Blanche Lincoln, talk about her. She is Arkansas.
Well, she's a senator from Arkansas, and Arkansas is the state of some small number of very wealthy families, particularly the Walton family of
Walmart.
Of Walmart fame. And, it was made clear one way or another to her and her people that it would be very costly to her in Arkansas politics if she didn't vote to support this.
Because the Walton family would finance somebody to run against
her. That was the suggestion, yeah, that they would fund a challenger and make it very, very difficult for her to win. And, you know, this is the story you see over and over again, that it can be very costly to people to oppose this repeal. But on the other hand, nobody really pays an electoral cost for supporting the appeal.
Know what I want to do? I want to play this thing, and you mention it in the book. This is an ad that was run against Paul Wellstone in 2002 by his opponents. And this is great. Just play it, Chris.
We just got a letter from the IRS.
Ruth, what's wrong?
They say we owe more taxes.
Bullshit. Dad always paid his taxes, even in the worst of times.
We owe taxes because he died?
He paid taxes when he worked. He paid taxes on this land. Now he dies and he has to pay more? Who the hell thought up that doozy?
Senator Wellstone just voted to keep the death tax.
Paul Wellstone actually voted to tax people because they died?
What's going to happen?
We're going to have to sell the farm.
No, Lloyd. We're going to call Paul Wellstone and tell him our folks paid their fair share and to keep his money-grubbing hands off our farm.
Call Paul Wellstone at 651-645-0323. Tell him to protect small businesses and family farms and to stop taxing the dead. Paid for by Americans for Job Security.
Oh, my goodness. Did you know that Paul Wellstone invented the death tax?
Well, but you see,
he had money grubbing hands.
Yeah, but you know they're laughing all the way to the bank because this was one of the ways in which they were so brilliant.
Paul was protecting small farms, right?
That's right, and small farms do not pay the estate tax. The vast majority of the estate
family
tax,
farms do not pay this.
No, the vast majority of the estate tax is levied on estates in excess of $25 million. It's portfolio wealth. It's 85-year-olds leaving it to 65-year-olds. But they put a human face on it with ads like that and with bringing people like Chester Thigpen to testify before the House Ways and Means Committee. Chester Thigpen is an African-American, or was, an African-American tree farmer from Mississippi, the grandson of slaves. He was in his 80s. He was dying when they brought him up there to talk about how his tree farm, for which he had won Tree Farmer of the Year, was going to have to be sold to pay the estate tax when he died. Of course, when Chester subsequently died, actually there was no estate tax owing on his farm, but it didn't matter because by then, you know, the bill had been passed. And the Democrats, you know, they're so trapped into the logic of playing catch-up of what Dick Morris, in his, I think, very poor advice to them, called triangulation. You know, whatever the other side propose half of. So that, you know, I mean, just think back for a minute. In 2001, George Bush had less electoral legitimacy than any president in American history. This is before 9/11, right? Yet he got his tax bill through in record time and a record-sized tax cut by June, with Daschle's opening move being to say, well, if we can hold the tax cut to $900 billion, which he didn't, it was $1.35 trillion in the end, that would be a victory. Now, the problem with triangulation is, first of all, as Newt Gingrich quickly learned in 1994, Once you see that that's what the other side's doing, all you have to do is keep moving the goalposts. And secondly, your own troops can't be fired up by what's manifest opportunism. So you've got the Democrats really need to make powerful moral arguments about why America is a society based on equality of opportunity and why people who get massive windfalls need to give back something in order to re-level the playing field, if you like, for the next generation. But they didn't do that. They just kept doing the math and saying, you won't pay it. You won't pay it. Right. You know.
Well, and where is this leading? Where this is leading is they want to go now to a flat tax and a tax where no income is, or either that or like a sales tax,
I think
tax,
the,
right?
The larger goal of the anti-tax movement, which has been developing in conservative think tanks since the early 1970s, is to get rid of all taxes on wealth and income from wealth and go to a flat tax or a consumption tax.
I'm afraid
we're going to have to say goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Ian Shapiro, Death by a Thousand Cuts. Bernie Sanders from Vermont up next.